We're going to learn Daf Dalid Amud Beis of Maseches Shabbos. We're holding on the very bottom line of Daf Dalid Amud Aleph. So we had said before that Rabba understood our Mishnah must be following the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, that even if something is not placed on a space that's four tefachim by four tefachim, it's a kamisha, it's kluta kamisha hunchadami. Even if it's flying through the midair, we view it as if it's resting on that spot, and therefore it's considered a valid akira and a valid hanacha when something is lifted out of a human hand or placed into a human hand. So it says Gemara, the name of the Pshita, the Rabbi, the Bekut, the Kamisha, Huncha, Damia, Ubetoch, Hasara, Pligi. Is it so obvious to Rabbi that the Chacham and Rabbi Kiva disagree about Kluta Kamisha, Huncha, Damia, and they're within 10 Tfachim of the ground, and if the object is floating in the air or is flying through the air of the Rosh Hashanah, it's considered as if it's resting on the ground of the Rosh Hashanah, and that's the case, that it's within 10 tefachim of the ground flying through the Rosh Hashanah, but Rabba had a very, was mesubuk about how to explain this very machlokas. Debay Rabba raises the shaylan, daf tzadizayin amin aleph, if an object is thrown from one Rosh Hashanah to another Rosh Hashanah, and it passes through a Rosh Hashanah, lematame asara pligi ubah, is the case that the Mishnah is talking about where it's thrown underneath ten tefachim, below ten tefachim, and therefore the whole machlokas is about kluta kamishon chadamia or not. Aval lemal ma'aser diver kol pater. But had it been thrown more than ten tefachim off the ground, everyone would agree that it's pater because the airspace more than ten tefachim off of the ground certainly does not have the status of a rishus harabim. So the object really never went into Rosh Hashanah. You threw it from one Rosh Hashanah across the street, across the Rosh Hashanah, into another Rosh Hashanah, but it was above 10 tefachim off the ground, so therefore it was never really in a Rosh Hashanah. Nobody would say that you're chayiv. And everyone, both Rabbi Kiva and the Chacham, would agree that we do not learn to be mechayiv someone who throws from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah through Rosh Hashanah, just like we're mechayiv someone who extends an object from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah through Rosh Hashanah, because Hoshata was the malacha that was done in the Mishkan. Zrika was not something that was done in the Mishkan, meaning Hoshata means to pass it through, by hand, as opposed to throwing it. Oh, Dilma, or maybe we could explain the machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim differently, Rabba suggests. Maybe, lemalamei asara pligi, maybe the whole machlokes is when it goes through the airspace of the Rosh Hashanah more than 10 tefachim off the ground. Ubaha pligi, and this is the very machlokes, Rabbi Akiva savri alfinan zarek mimoshit, the Rabbi Kiva holds, we learn the halacha of throwing through the Rosh Hashanah from the halacha of passing through the Rosh Hashanah, that just like someone who's moshit from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah with Rosh Hashanah in between is chayiv, so too if someone is zorek in such a way, he's chayiv. V'rabbanan savri lo yafin and zorek mimoshit. And the Rabbanan hold that we do not learn the halacha of zorek from moshit. Aval, lematame asara, but had it been below ten tefachim, divrei akol chayiv, then maybe everyone would agree that you'd be chayiv. My time, amrin kutz kamishon chadamia, because maybe everybody agrees to include the commission on Chadamia. So since Rabbi himself is not sure, and he thinks that maybe even the Chachamim or Moda, that an object that's in the airspace of Rosh Hashanah is viewed as if it's resting on the ground in the Rosh Hashanah, so why does he have to say that our Mishnah only follows the Shita of Rabbi Akiva? Maybe it even follows the Shita of the Chachamim. So the Gemara, holo kasha, baso di bayi, hadur of Shitalei. It's not really a kasha. Just because Rabbi raised the Shaila, whether the machlokas is between Rabbi Kiva and the Chacham is about kluta kamishon chadamia or about yafin and zarek mimoshit, that doesn't mean that he never decided what the answer to his shaila is. He may have ultimately realized and come to the conclusion that the answer is that the machlokas Rabbi Kiva and the Chacham is about kluta kamishon chadamia. And once he came to that conclusion, he said, okay, so Rabbi Kiva is the only one that holds kluta kamishon chadamia, and he therefore must be the author of our Mishnah. So the Gemara asks on Rabba, who says that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Akiva, Nihidus of Rabbi Akiva, Kluta Kamishon Unchadamia, Vidilma Hanachu Dulabaya, Ha'akira Baya. Granted, Rabbi Akiva holds Kluta Kamishon Unchadamia, but maybe only a Hanacha doesn't have to be on a space that's four tzvachim by four tzvachim, because even though it's not resting, it's as if it's Hunach. But maybe the Akira still, even according to Rabbi Akiva, has to be from a space that's four tzvachim. And if you don't lift something off of a space that's four tzvachim, Malachim, you're not going to be chayav a carbon chatas. The Mishnah, even Rabbi Akiva wouldn't be satisfied with the halacha in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says that if the ani sticks his hand into the rishus yachid, lifts something out of the hand of the balabayis, and then takes it out into the rishus rabim, he's chayav chatas, even though his Akira was only done from a human hand. It wasn't done from a place that's arba'a al-arba'a. So Rabbi Akiva is not enough. It's not enough to justify our Mishnah, to explain our Mishnah, to say that it's going like Rabbi Akiva. Elo Amar Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef says instead, Hamani Rebihi. Who's the author of our Mishnah? Really? It's going like Rebbe. Well, hey Rebbe, which sheet of Rebbe exactly are we referring to? Ile Maha Rebbe, if you're going to tell me it's the following sheet of Rebbe, Ditanya, the Brisa tells us, Zarak v'nachal gabe ziz kolshu. If a person throws an object in Rosh Hashanah, four amos, and it rests on a ledge, a small ledge that's sticking out of the wall. Rebbe Mechayiv, Rebbe holds Yechayiv Echatos Chum Potrin, and the Chum say your Potrin. And the Gemara understands that they're arguing about when it's resting on a place that's less than 4x4 Tzvachim, and Rebbe's Mechayiv, even though the Hanach is not on a place that's 4 Tzvachim, the Chum say your Potrin, because it's not resting on a place that's 4 Tzvachim. So our Mishnah also will be assumed like Rebbe, that an object being placed in the hand of a Balabai is considered a hanacha, and therefore you're going to be chayiv, even though the hand is less than 4x4 tefachim. Well, hasam kedvin l'meim v'kaman kedabaye. Over there, when you throw four amos in a shesradim and it rests on a ledge, the issue is not whether you need a hanacha on a makam arba'a, but rather the issue is, like we're going to say later on, kedabaye, the way Abaye explains it. Damar Abaye, hacha bi'ilan ha'omid v'rshus ha'yachid v'nofonot l'shesradim. The situation over there that we're describing, and that brisa is a tree that's in a rishus hayachid, but it has a branch that sticks out into the rishus rabin. Vizarak, and you throw an object four amos in rishus rabin. Vinach anofo, and it rests on the branch that's out in the rishus rabin. The Rebbe Savar Amin Shadi Nofo Basri Karo. Rebbe says we view the branch as if it is where the trunk of the tree is, and the object that's resting on the branch is viewed as if it's resting in the Rosh Hashanah on the place that's 4 Tfachim, since the Ikar of the Ilan is 4x4 Tfachim, so we view the branch as if it's 4x4 Tfachim, meaning not that we view it as if it is where the trunk of the tree is, but we view it as if it occupies the space of the trunk of the tree. So since the trunk of the tree is 4x4 Tfachim, even though the branch is much smaller, we view the branch as if it is also 4x4 Tfachim, and therefore it's a valid hanacha. Rabbanan Tzavi lo amrin shadino for basra ikaro. And the Rabbanan say, no, the branch is independent of the trunk, and since the branch itself is not 4x4 tzvachim, so it's not really a proper hanacha. So you can't say that our Mishnah is going like Rebbe, because it could be that Rebbe agrees that you need a makom that's arba al arba. It's just that he holds when it's on the branch that is a makom that's arba al arba. So the Gemara goes back to explain what Rav Yosef meant when he said that our Mishnah is going like Rebbe. Ella har Rebbe. It's going like the following sheet of Rebbe. Ditanya, Zarek mi Rishus Ram, Rishus Ram, Rishus Hayach B'Amtsa. Let's say you throw something from one Rishus Ram to another Rishus Rabim through a Rishus Hayachid. Rebbe Mechayev, Rebbe Yol Zichayev, Chatas V'Chum Potzim, and the Chum say you're Potzim. V'am Rav Yom HaShom Mechayev Hay Rebbe Shtayim. Rebbe actually says Yichayev twice, two Kavanos Chatas. Achas Mishom Hotza, one for Hotza, from the Rishus Yachid to the Rishus Rabim, because at the end the objects went through Rishus Yachid and then went back out into a Rishus Rabim on the other side. Vachas Misham Hachnasa. You're also chayiv for the beginning of the throw when it went from the Rishus Rabim into the Rishus Yachid. Alma lo bayi lo hanacha al gabi makam lo bayi akira v'lo hanacha al gabi makam arba al arba. You don't need an akira nor a hanacha on a place that's 4x4. And nevertheless, you're still going to be chayiv on both the Akira and the Hanacha. So our Mishnah also is assuming like Rebbe, and you're chayiv on the Hanacha of the object into a hand, and on the Akira of the object from a hand. So that's what we wanted to say. That's what we mean when we say that our Mishnah is going like Rebbe. So says the Gemara, Ha itmar Allah, but wait, it said about this brisa, Rav Shmuel Damri Tarvayu, that both Rav and Shmuel said, Lo mechayiv Rebbe ele bershusa yachin mekora, Damrin and Beis HaKaman Demalia Damia, Abel Sheinu mekora lo, that no, Rebbe would only be mechayiv if the bershusa yachin that the object went through had a ceiling on it, because then we view the whole space under the ceiling as if it's all totally filled in. So it's as if every spot that's there is filled up. It's as if it's sitting on a place that's 4x4 tfachim. But if you throw through a reshus yachid that does not have a ceiling over it, then we do not assume that you're going to be chayiv. Even Rebbe would not assume that you're going to be chayiv. So we're back to our problem, meaning in our mission, it sounds like, placing from onto a hand or taking from a hand, even though it's less than 4x4 tfachim, is considered a valid akira and a valid hanacha. So says in Chite Mahachanami b'Makora, maybe you'll say, oh yeah, but Ramesh is also talking about where the Rishus Yachid is Makora. Well, Hatenach, that would work well, Rishus Yachid Makora, Rishus Ram Makora Michayev. That works well if you're talking about a Rishus Yachid that has a ceiling on it, but the Rishus Rabim definitely doesn't have a ceiling on it. No one would be Chayev for being Oker a Chayfetz or putting down a Chayfetz into the hand of the Ani who's in a Rishus Rabim that has a ceiling on it, because Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Hamar Rechefetz Arvam is Rishus Rabim, Mekora, Pater, Lefi Shein Adama, Ledigli Midbar, that if you move something four amos in a Rishus Rabim that has a ceiling over it, you're going to be Pater, because it's not at all like it was in the Degalim of the Midbar. So since you didn't carry it in four amos in a Rishus Rabim that's similar to the Rishus Rabim that they had in the Midbar, you wouldn't be Chayiv for such a Ha'avara. So our Mishnah also can't be talking about that the Ani is in a Rishus Rabim that's Makora, because then the Balabais wouldn't be Chayiv on the Akira Nahanacha in the Yad of the Ani, because that's not a real Rishus Rabim. So the Gemara rejects Rav Yosef, that our Mishnah has to be assuming like Rebbe, and suggests that our Mishnah must be going like someone else. So we'll pick up with that, Be'ezras Hashem, next time at Ella Amar Rabbi Zeira. So again, the point what we tried to make is we tried to suggest that our Mishnah follows the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, but we only see that Rabbi Akiva holds you need Hanach, you could have a Hanach unless in Dalet al Dalet. We don't see that Rabbi Akiva ever holds that about Akira. We tried to suggest that our Mishnah follows the Shita of Rebbe, but that doesn't seem to work either, because we don't find anywhere that Rebbe holds that a hand is considered a makom dalet al dalet, only that a roofed-in Rishus HaYachid is considered to be a real makom dalet al dalet, that the airspace of a roofed-in Rishus HaYachid is dalet al dalet. So, Be'ez Hashem, next time we will pick up on Daf Hey Amid Aleph, and we will continue to try to find the author of our Mishnah.